Hi, my name is Beth. I have a new life in Christ and am recovering from trusting my plan over God's plan. Hello. I was fortunate to grow up in a loving Christian home that planted a love for God in my heart. Although I've loved God from a young age, the unpredictable challenges I experienced in this broken world drove me to continually trust my plan over the plan of God. At age 12, I was severely mauled by a dog, leaving me in a wheelchair for a period of time. I was left with half the muscle in my leg and serious wounds on my face, arm, and hip. The doctors doubted I would ever walk again, which started a 2-year recovery process that increased the intensity of my already type A personality, trust me. I became a serial overcomer. I was not only learning to walk again, but then I went on to swim in college for a Division I school, became obsessive about my grades, and competed in an Ironman triathlon after college. Since I was not leaning on God as the source of my strength for overcoming these challenges, my mentality never shifted out of the intense world I created for myself, full of unbelievably high expectations and a total lack of peace. It's like my life was stuck in overdrive and I didn't know how to stop. After graduating from college and charging hard into the world of adulting for several years, I met a guy from Texas, I'm a Yankee, by the way, I got here as fast as I could, who took away some of the loneliness I felt and gave me a way to escape the issues my family was going through. Our relationship was not 100% God-honoring. After 6 months of a long-distance relationship, I received a call from him saying he had been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Another shoe had dropped in my life. Being the control freak I got this fixer that I am, I launched into action. Please note, I did not say I launched into prayer. And coordinated an extensive game plan for his treatment. Although I had a feeling our relationship should not turn into marriage, I moved to Texas and became his full-time caretaker. He passed away a year later and left me feeling lonely and directionless. I felt God calling me to stay in Texas for some reason, even though I had no family anywhere close. So I found a job and threw myself into an unbelievable work schedule, my personal coping mechanism. Ever since I arrived in Dallas, I kept hearing about a young adults ministry called The Porch. I figured it was one of those Christian meat markets, you know, that just happened to be held on a porch, which makes sense, right? Total sense. I did some research and decided to go, even though my coworker, who agreed to go with me, said that only models attended that church called Watermark. Look around, you can see it's true. I thought, great, I'm attending a meat market on a porch with models. Can't wait. However, since my coworker was a non-believer and actually wanted to go with me, it was my Christian obligation to accompany her because she really needed to put her trust in Jesus. After attending The Porch, I wanted to go all in with what was happening at Watermark. I had never been around a place filled with such authentic Christians. I grew up going to churches full of people who said one thing in church, but did something completely different outside the church walls. The first time I heard one of the pastors at Watermark say pornography from this very stage, my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe they were actually willing to talk about the real things people struggle with on a daily basis. What a concept, right? The Lord used this authenticity to break down the walls I had built around my heart. I had the opportunity to grow closer to God and started building a new foundation built on the following truth. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God finally helped me feel peace regarding my singleness. And then he brought an amazing guy into my life. So weird how that timing worked. He was attending another church at the time, but was drawn to the culture at Watermark. We learned about regen and decided to attend. I knew that he needed regen. And I was planning to attend to be supportive. Psych. Curveball from the God whose ways are way higher than mine. Going through the inventory process in step 4 was a big eye-opener. I finally saw my destructive pattern. Something would happen. I would create Beth's game plan for success. I would implement said game plan and then would tell God about it later, or I would just let him watch it play out since he is the all-knowing after all, right? This vicious cycle of control had led to anxiety, panic attacks, and a continual lack of peace for as long as I can remember. I was like a dog returning to vomit, and how gross is that? Ugh. I remember reading the following verse while going through Regen. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I remember thinking, man, I don't even know what that kind of peace would feel like, but I want it. Going through Regen with Bill has enabled us to create an unbelievably authentic foundation for our marriage. Monday nights after Regen were always packed with tons of conversations and confessions. I thought, if he can handle knowing how broken I really am and is willing to challenge me to grow deeper in my relationship with God, he's a keeper. And as you can see, he passed the test. After step four, when I discovered my struggle with trusting my plan over God's, I started catching some of my controlling tendencies at the thought level. When I was able to catch myself, I would picture myself holding a basketball like a four-year-old does when she doesn't want to share, right? And then I would visualize myself throwing the ball up into God's outstretched hands so he can do his thing on my behalf. It's incredible the feeling of peace I have when I remind myself that God's plan is always going to be plan A for my life. After my husband and I graduated from Regen this past October, we got married and decided it was silly to start marriage without the continued accountability and encouragement Regen provides. I personally know that my flesh is weak, but I know God is strong. We both wanted to help others walk through the process of recovery to find God's peace like we've found while simultaneously growing deeper in our relationships with the Lord. It has been very healing to go through the Regen process again as a leader. My co-leader, who is about as authentic as they come, and I have been blessed to lead a group of incredible women who are admittedly broken and are charging hard after God. Their authenticity and desire to fulfill God's purpose for their lives has been and will continue to be an amazing example and encouragement to me. So thank you. Being able to go through the steps with an understanding of the root of my struggle from the very beginning has allowed me to make even more progress in a positive direction. I've noticed the biggest difference in my interactions with my husband, family, and close friends. Instead of feeling like I have to be the fixer for everyone and their problems, I'm learning to release it to God. Through prayer and reading what the Bible has to say, I'm learning how to counsel biblically and admonish faithfully. I'm finding this to be a mind-blowing improvement compared to my old habit of reciting a page from Beth's Book of Wisdom. Learning to stop and pray before moving forward with what I feel called to do or communicate has enabled me to use God as my internal GPS and has helped restore my peace. If you only hear one thing in my story tonight, I want you to hear that God is the only one who can orchestrate a life of peace. From our vantage point, it often looks like our life is made up of a series of unfortunate events. However, God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. Every test we endure is just preparation for an even greater testimony. My name is Beth. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from trusting my plan over God's. I'm so blessed to be able to give God all the glory for the life change I have and continue to experience. Thank you.